Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's January and winter is in full effect.
This morning, a new storm is dumping more snow in the hard-hit Northeast. Philadelphia bracing for the most, up to 6 inches, with 1 to 3 inches farther north. And more brutal cold is on the way. Wind chills this weekend once again dropping below zero from Chicago and Kansas City to Nashville.
ABC's M. Nguyen, Philadelphia declared a snow emergency and closed schools for the day. With all the Democrats and about half the Republicans, the House passed and sent to President Biden a short-term funding request, keeping the bureaucracy going through early March. 108 House Republicans voted to shut down the government. President Biden to sign the measure before tonight's midnight deadline. The U.S. unleashed a fifth round of airstrikes in Yemen, hitting more sites being used by Houthi rebels to launch anti-ship missiles at Red Sea shipping. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits West Bend on Monday. That's according to a release put out by the White House on Thursday. Her remarks come on the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion. 1 in 10 teenagers in Wisconsin tried to commit suicide last year. Linda Hall is with the Wisconsin Office for Children's Mental Health. She says teens are under a lot of pressure.
Performing well in high school, getting prepared to go to college. They're concerned about climate change, the proliferation of gun violence, and political divisiveness.
Hall says that the good news is that more than 300 schools around Wisconsin have mental health programs that are led by students. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks in the Motor City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing by 40 points to Cleveland, the Bucks head to Detroit to take on the last place Pistons. At 28-13, Milwaukee remains 4 games behind the Celtics for first place in the Eastern Conference. The Pistons have only 4 wins. They're 4-37. Their historic 28-game losing streak ended at the end of December. NFL, Packers and 49ers, Saturday night in the playoffs. How much can momentum help the Packers this weekend? Jordan Love.
It's huge. You know, I think coming to the postseason, and that's been huge for us. Kind of got rolling with those 3 wins back-to-back-to-back. So, you know, it's huge for us right now, just having that momentum.
49ers veteran Fred Warner on how Jordan Love compares to Aaron Rodgers.
I'll just speak to Jordan Love, and the way that he's playing right now is really great. The things that you see showing up, obviously learned under Aaron, some of the mannerisms and the way that he's operating. He's making the throws, making smart decisions, which is what you want.
That's 49ers linebacker Fred Warner. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Mostly cloudy with a few off and on flurries likely through the day today, and we may see a little more sunshine by late this afternoon. It's going to be cold too, with a high near 7 above the wind chill, hovering in the single digits to teens below zero most of the day. Clear tonight, 10 below. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 11. We are going to warm it up. We're talking highs in the 30s next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below.
What a win! The Green Bay Packers now face the San Francisco 49ers this Saturday night in California. Catch every play and score on the Packers radio network locally in Racine, on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha, 98Q Country in Park Falls, and in Richland Center on WRCO 100.9 FM. The Packers against the 49ers this Saturday night, pregame at 5, kickoff 7:15. What a team! The Packers and the Civic Media Radio Network.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest, not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Mornings from 6 to 10, The Zone.
She's like your older sister, but louder. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, a little dusting of snow overnight for a lot of folks in the state of Wisconsin. At least I think it was a dusting. Tell me, what'd you get? I am Farm Director Pam Yonke. Go ahead. Use our talk text line. That's 877-301-FARM. 877-301-3276. We'll talk weather with Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, in about 15 minutes. Today, it looks like we're going to have mostly cloudy skies, topping out around 8 above with winds out of the northwest up to 14 miles an hour. Tomorrow, sunshine, only 12 above. Sunday, partly cloudy, 16. And then we begin a little bit of a warm-up. Monday, clouds and 35. Tuesday, we've got a rain-snow mix possible and 35. Wednesday, cloudy skies, and we'll top out around 37 degrees. Like I said, more weather details on the way. Can you imagine trying to begin farming 2 miles from Lake Superior? Well, it happened 100 years ago in Douglas County. This morning, we're focused in on a century farm, the McNeil Farm, now in its third generation. They started off just 2 miles south of Lake Superior, where they began by logging out the plot and raising dairy cows and now cash crops. We'll get that story from Nate Zimdars as we celebrate our Century Sesquicentennial Friday.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
Despite the recent snowfall and cold temperatures we're experiencing, Wisconsin has the potential for continued dry conditions. That's according to Shane Hubbard, research scientist at the Space Science and Engineering Center at UW-Madison. I'm Charity Seebecker from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. And he provides insight into how the ongoing El Nino event is impacting weather patterns and what he predicts for this year's growing season.
El Nino is the warming of the waters at the equator in the Pacific Ocean. And specifically, we look at that region that's just off of South America. And that impacts our weather here in Wisconsin, throughout the U.S., actually. And for winters in Wisconsin, we have warmer winters on average. Record-setting warm winters have happened in the past. Lower snowfall totals and drier conditions. And we've already seen that this year. We've seen warmer conditions November, December, and through at least the mid part of January. We're going to see a cool down toward the end of January, we believe. But we've also seen those lower snowfall totals. I mean, we're about 17 inches below normal here in southern Wisconsin, and northern Wisconsin even more than that. So we're really seeing the impacts of El Nino.
Is it going to stay in El Nino for a while, or when do you think we're going to see some changes, or what are the impacts even of those changes?
So we're going to see maybe a top five El Nino event. So it's one of the strongest we've ever seen. And generally, we see those conditions wane, and we go right into La Nina, which is the opposite. So it's the cooling of the water there in the equatorial Pacific. And we're predicting that we're certainly going to be going into neutral conditions, which means average conditions, with the likelihood of La Nina again for next winter. We had three La Ninas in a row. Actually, last year was the last one. El Nino this year, and then probably La Nina again next year. And so we'll have, like, out of the last, 5 years, four of them La Ninas, and then this one El Nino event. But that's typical. When you see a very strong El Nino event, we often see La Nina conditions after that.
And this past year, we did have droughts, and so far, pretty mild winter, but that's about to change. How are things playing a role in what's ahead when it comes to precipitation or moisture trends?
Yeah, so last year, I think April, May, and June, southern Wisconsin was extremely dry, like 9 inches below normal precipitation. And it really looked like that was going to really impact the growing season. We actually caught up. Most of the state has caught up on precipitation. So we're at about average. The only place in the state that's not is southwestern Wisconsin. In that area, we are seeing lower soil moisture. And so these dry conditions we're going to see here in the spring are going to impact that soil moisture for the early growing season. And there is the possibility of dry conditions in the summer as well.
Do we know what we need as far as precipitation to make sure farmers get started on that right track when it does come to that spring planting season?
So again, here in southern Wisconsin and in northern Wisconsin, for the most part, we're at average. So we'd want to see those average precipitation amounts to come through in this early springtime so that we have nice soil moisture for the growing season and when we start getting crops in the ground. Again, southwestern Wisconsin, we'd like to see some precipitation. We are going to have some chances for above normal precipitation in January, so that is good. And those should line up pretty well with where we have dry conditions. So hopefully that'll ease the drought conditions that we have there. And then as we go through January, we really want to make sure that we see some additional precipitation, because I think what we're seeing is the potential for drought conditions to develop again throughout most of Wisconsin as we get into May and June.
And when we talk about the weather, it's usually always about predictions, what's ahead, but we also have to reference a lot of the past because that plays a role into it. Have you noticed anything in 2023's growing season that will impact us now moving into 2024?
Had we not received the precipitation we had in August and September and even into October, I think we'd be really struggling with precipitation totals and soil moisture. That late year, late season precipitation really, really helped us had we not received that. So again, in southwestern Wisconsin, they didn't. And so you can see the drought conditions over there and how that's going to play a role. Thankfully, in the rest of the state, we did get that precipitation. And so that's going to help. And if we think about La Nina, we kind of look back to what happened in that previous winter, we had warmer conditions again, similar to El Nino, but we also had higher precipitation totals. And so if we do have drought this year, I would expect that toward the fall months and winter months this year, as we transition into La Nina, which is forecasted, we would see a pickup in the precipitation so that our growing season the following year, so we're already looking into 2025, we could see the soil moisture return back to normal.
And as we know, in a global marketplace, what happens around the world really impacts our markets and commodities here in Wisconsin. So are there any weather trends or patterns that are impacting how we are transporting goods?
So there's a really high relationship between El Nino and what happens in South America. And so in South America, we actually see similar conditions to what we see here. We see drier conditions there. We tend to see warmer conditions there. And so yields generally go down in South America. However, we see better growing conditions in places in Europe. So Europe and Asia as well. And so in those areas where we have a lot of crops that are being sold, they tend to do a little bit better in those areas. While here in the sort of Western hemisphere, our crops tend to do a little bit worse.
What other information can you offer potentially about what's happening around the world in terms of those weather seasons, whether that's the earthquake season, the hurricane seasons, those types of things that agriculture may need to be paying attention to?
So it's interesting. You know, most people don't think hurricanes affect us here in Wisconsin, but they do. We do get some tropical systems. They're no longer hurricanes, right? I mean, we don't have to worry about a hurricane coming through Wisconsin, but we do get the precipitation from those. And so during El Nino events, we tend to see fewer hurricanes, which would mean less impacts to Wisconsin from the precipitation from those. However, during La Nina events, we see more hurricanes. And so a higher possibility that we would see one of these systems coming through here and giving us additional precipitation. So as we continue to watch the forecast, you know, hurricane season begins in November. La Nina starts in November. So any impacts that we might have from those hurricanes would be later in the year after the growing season is over, and they would help for things that might happen in 2025.
When you are engaging with the industry, what are some of the top questions that you're getting from farmers?
Well, farmers always want to know when it's going to rain and how much rain we're going to have. The obvious ones, right? I mean, because we want to know how the crops are going to do. And so that's probably number one. The other questions that I do get are related to drought or flooding. Those are the two big ones here in Wisconsin in terms of crop impacts. Thankfully, we have not had to deal with a lot of flooding since about 2018. But if you think about that period from 2008 through 2013, we had five, I think, record floods here in southern Wisconsin. There were a couple that also impacted northern Wisconsin, where farmers were really dealing with a lot of moisture and a lot of crop loss from those wet soil conditions. Thankfully, we have not had that. That doesn't mean we can't get some crazy, I think it was 2018, we had that crazy rain in Madison, and there was another one up in Sauk County where we had like 15 inches of rain. I mean, certainly I can't predict that. But in terms of the season and what we have in terms of that long climatology, we wouldn't expect a major flood of any kind that would happen this year or next year. But certainly we could have some crazy weather event that drops 15 inches of rain that I can't predict.
With those ongoing changes in global weather patterns, what advice or recommendations would you give to farmers to kind of enhance their resilience and preparedness for the varying weather conditions that are coming?
So it's interesting. I remember when I was a kid, if we had had like the 9-inch deficit of rainfall that we had this past year, the crops would have been rolled up, dried out. They would have looked terrible. But there's a lot of resilience sort of bred into the crops today. And so I think some of the hybrids that we have out now that are more drought resistant, I mean, certainly those would be fantastic to be able to use, especially this year when we do expect that conditions could be rather dry. Certainly there are farming practices that do help in both dry and wet conditions. If we're maintaining certain areas of our fields that might hold water a little bit better than others. But I think just choosing the right crops to grow, I mean, I think are going to be great. I mean, I know soybeans are certainly far more drought resistant today than they ever were in the past.
Is there any work coming out of your department at UW-Madison that may be notable for agriculture to be paying attention to?
So there's a lot of work going on campus related to crops and things like that. In our department itself, we look at a lot of things related to flooding in crops. We did some research looking at the driftless area of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa, and we've noticed a huge change in the amount of flooding that's happened in those areas. And there's a couple of things we think have impacted the flooding in those areas. One, the precipitation's been higher. I mean, we've just had a 30-year record here where it's, you know, been the wettest we've ever had before. But we've also seen huge changes in the amount of crops that are grown there. Now, whether that affects the flooding or not, there's no way to know.
That was Shane Hubbard, research scientist at the Space Science and Engineering Center at UW-Madison. Looking ahead, he anticipates a transition to La Nina conditions, which would benefit Wisconsin's precipitation levels even into 2025. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is. No path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
It's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Hey, Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Rejuvenation Clinic of Sauk Prairie.
Rough hands, dirty boots, and farming roots. It's all we know. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
I think we got a lot of dirty boots in our future. Weather is going to be improving as we get into next week, but we got to get there first. Time to talk weather. Compure Financial Ag Weather Updates. Stumach Ag Meteorologist joining us. I don't want to jump to next week because right now I'm living for the moment, waiting for that game tomorrow. Early evening, I guess. Got to accommodate the west coast of California where the Packers and Niners will be. What's the weather look like out there? Sometimes I was mentioning to somebody here in the building, if you were they were kicking off earlier, you could almost get kind of like a fogginess in San Francisco at this time of the year, can't you?
Well, yeah, that kind of fog. But believe it or not, there's rain in their forecast.
Really? During the game or before?
Yeah, Saturday and Saturday night, and they're indicating could be a quarter to half inch of rain.
Ooh, interesting, interesting. I had not heard that. Well, and what about temperatures?
Not bad. You know, close to 60 Saturday, and Saturday night just falling into the mid-50s. So
but, you know,
not uncomfortable, but wet.
Well, but think about that. For those people on the West Coast, that could be considered cold. You know,
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Interesting. I had not heard about the rain. Now, they're getting rain and that kind of business out there. We're kind of past our precipitation for right now, aren't we?
Well, there's still a chance here a little later on today or tonight, but very light snow here and there. I mean, it didn't even cover everything here. I think it blew enough to make a little drift at the end of the deck and not cover the deck. The radar indicating snow in Indiana, Ohio, southern lower Michigan, pulling away from Wisconsin, but there's a little wave of a front, if you will, that drops south yet today. And later this afternoon or evening, we could see a few more flurries. Again, they're not going to amount to much, just a few flurries and otherwise a few clouds. A wind chill advisory for tonight, including areas like La Crosse and Sparta and Toma, down to Richland, Sauk, and Columbia County, Dane County, not Dodge County, not Juneau County, not around the Dells, but here and there, that wind chill advisory, 3 a.m. tomorrow morning to 9 a.m., and the rest of us just have a cold, chilly spell. Skies start to clear out even later tonight, and there'll be some sunshine, but cool temps this weekend, definitely warming by Monday. I'll have the forecast details right after this.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance, the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, is here for you even when the weather isn't. With crop hail damage, protect your operation from hail, fire, lightning, and more. Visit ruralmutual.com/farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All right, buddy, let's talk a little bit more about kind of making it through the weekend and then into next week. Like I said, it sounds like it could be a slop bucket by Wednesday, huh?
Yeah, it's going to warm up. We'll get some snow and then rain and snow and temps that are above freezing. Today, still mostly cloudy and that chance for a few flurries again a bit later in the day. There's a wind chill advisory till 8 this morning for La Crosse. That ends quickly. Temps today just into the double digits, 10 and 12 degrees, with the northwest winds at 5 to 15. A few flurries early, mostly cloudy, then clearing later tonight, and that chills us off. That's why that wind chill advisory sticks in for southwest Wisconsin, down around 5 below. Could be some near 10 belows in the west, with the northwest winds at 5 to 10. Sunny skies Saturday, a little improvement, low double digits, 12 or 14, with the northwest winds at 5 to 10. mostly sunny Sunday, upper teens, south winds at 5 to 15. But then, Pam, late Sunday night or into Monday, a little rain or snow. It's more likely snow to start out, but those temps head to freezing and above to get the new week underway.
We're going to have to watch that. I mean, that could turn into just a dilly of a challenge as far as getting around is concerned. We'll lean on you for that next week.
All right, it's going to be sloppy, you know that.
I do. All right, buddy, thanks. Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, with your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Compeer Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Visit Compeer.com and find your resources all right there.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd, where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's January and winter is in full effect.
This morning, a new storm is dumping more snow in the hard-hit Northeast. Philadelphia bracing for the most, up to 6 inches, with 1 to 3 inches farther north. And more brutal cold is on the way. Wind chills this weekend once again dropping below zero from Chicago and Kansas City to Nashville.
ABC's M. Nguyen, Philadelphia declared a snow emergency and closed schools for the day. With all the Democrats and about half the Republicans, the House passed and sent to President Biden a short-term funding request, keeping the bureaucracy going through early March. 108 House Republicans voted to shut down the government. President Biden to sign the measure before tonight's midnight deadline. The U.S. unleashed a fifth round of airstrikes in Yemen, hitting more sites being used by Houthi rebels to launch anti-ship missiles at Red Sea shipping. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits West Bend on Monday. That's according to a release put out by the White House on Thursday. Her remarks come on the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion. 1 in 10 teenagers in Wisconsin tried to commit suicide last year. Linda Hall is with the Wisconsin Office for Children's Mental Health. She says teens are under a lot of pressure.
Performing well in high school, getting prepared to go to college. They're concerned about climate change, the proliferation of gun violence, and political divisiveness.
Hall says that the good news is that more than 300 schools around Wisconsin have mental health programs that are led by students. I'm Nate Buggyhout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks in the Motor City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing by 40 points to Cleveland, the Bucks head to Detroit to take on the last place Pistons. At 28-13, Milwaukee remains four games behind the Celtics for first place in the Eastern Conference. The Pistons have only four wins. They're 4-37. Their historic 28-game losing streak ended at the end of December. NFL, Packers and 49ers, Saturday night in the playoffs. How much can momentum help the Packers this weekend? Jordan Love.
It's huge. You know, I think coming to the postseason, and that's been huge for us. Kind of got rolling with those three wins back-to-back-to-back. So, you know, it's huge for us right now, just having that momentum.
49ers veteran Fred Warner on how Jordan Love compares to Aaron Rodgers.
I'll just speak to Jordan Love, and the way that he's playing right now is really great. The things that you see showing up, obviously learned under Aaron, some of the mannerisms and the way that he's operating. He's making the throws, making smart decisions, which is what you want.
That's 49ers linebacker Fred Warner. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Mostly cloudy with a few off and on flurries likely through the day today, and we may see a little more sunshine by late this afternoon. It's going to be cold too, with a high near 7 above the wind chill, hovering in the single digits to teens below zero most of the day. Clear tonight, 10 below. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 11. We are going to warm it up. We're talking highs in the 30s next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What a win! The Green Bay Packers now face the San Francisco 49ers this Saturday night in California. Catch every play and score on the Packers Radio Network, locally in Racine, on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. 98Q Country in Park Falls and in Richland Center on WRCO 100.9 FM. The Packers against the 49ers this Saturday night. Pregame at 5, kickoff 7:15. What a team! The Packers and the Civic Media Radio Network.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Come free. San Francisco will not be able to come.
Tilling every inch of land in the state, except Lambeau Field. There's consecrated ground. Pam Yonke and the Farm Report.
Oh, yeah, I'm wearing my Packer green again on a Friday morning, crossing my fingers that I'll still be able to wear it next week as we prepare for a game. Morning, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. Tickled to have you along with us. Weather is going to start improving this weekend, at least as far as temperatures are concerned. Today, cloudy skies and 8 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, 12 degrees. Sunday, we've got partly cloudy skies and 16. And then by the time we get to Monday, we'll move into the 30s. But it looks like we could have kind of a slop bucket by the time we get to midweek with temperatures around 37 degrees. We're going to get a little bit more rain, maybe some snow. So like I said, slop bucket on the way for the state of Wisconsin. So today is the 19th day of January. What can I tell you? Let's see. On this day, back in 1915, George's Claude patents the neon discharge tube. What does that mean to you and I? Well, basically, that was the beginning of neon lighting. It became very popular for outdoor advertising. And of course, some of our iconic signs today still using the same technology that was released on this day back in 1915. Happy birthday is going out today. Dolly Parton, 78 years young today. And the former Peg Bundy, she is 70 years young today. That's actress Katie Sagal. And now you know.
We're recognizing farms and homesteads that have been in the family for more than 100 or 150 years. I'm Nate Zimdars with the Midwest Farm Report. One farm being recognized is the McNeil Farm. This farm is located in Douglas County, right in the heart of the Brule River State Natural Area. John McNeil shares more about the farm's history.
Okay, well, this all started back in the late 1800s. The grandpa and grandmother, Sidney McNeil and his wife, Clara, were for some period of time back in the Neillsville area in the logging industry. And that started to go downhill as it was being logged, you know, quite extensively in that part of the state. And they moved then further north and all the way up to just about the south shore of Lake Superior. And ended up about 2 miles from the lake, right on the very famous Brule River in Douglas County. So that's where they landed. Then in about 1890, they acquired a homestead property at that location. And in 1893, they paid that off. It was the Homestead Act. And that's where the property has remained ever since.
How many generations have been on the farm?
I'm the third one, myself and two sisters.
How has the size or type of farm changed over the years?
From the early 1900s through the end of World War II, it was basically Clara, the mother, and the four children that occupied the place and essentially just lived off of the land. Because up until that time, there was, of course, no electricity, no telephone, nothing. So everything they had to take from either the river, you know, fish or deer and rabbits and pheasants and stuff from the woods. And then they had large gardens, a lot of gardening. And of course, then canned all the food and just lived off of that. You know, the farm is 160 acres.
What kind of crops and animals were raised?
Cows, pigs, chickens, and horses.
What were some of the big events that happened over the years on the farm?
The only thing that might be a little unique up there is during the 20s and 30s, on the Upper Brule River, there's an area called Cedar Island, and that was the summer White House for about, I think, four different presidents during that period of time. And apparently one of the president's wives came down and visited the property, so that was sort of an event for that area up there that was anything of any significance.
Do you remember any big technology changes that occurred while you were growing up on the farm from being a young man to now?
The big one was electricity in 1945, or 46, I think it was 46. And then we didn't get telephone until 1955. Yeah, I was 5 years old when electricity came in.
Can you remember what that was like to go from not having electricity to then having electricity on the farm?
It was like somebody threw a major switch, because prior to electricity, there was no well, there was nothing. Absolutely not. Everything was done by hand. The food was fish out of the river, venison from the woods, that type of thing, and what they grew and were able to have off the farm. Pigs, they had pigs for a while, a lot of chickens. So there was eggs and chickens for food. In the wintertime, there was an ice refrigerator. And in the winter, they would harvest ice out of the river, and we had an ice house where the ice was stored and was kept with, was covered with sawdust. And that lasted throughout the summer. So they had ice for a small ice box. But otherwise, everything was canned. And we had a root cellar. They built a root cellar. And that's where they stored all of the potatoes and vegetables and kept the canned goods in there. And that was their food storage, food supply. So, no, there was really very little change. It was a lot of hard work. I know my uncle, George, he left the property in the early 1940s and went out to Washington, D.C. And we always asked him why he didn't ever want to come back. And he said, when I was there, he said, all it was work. So until electricity came, it was a very limited, just a lot of continual, hard, manual labor.
John McNeil shares the story of his family's Century Farm. You can listen to some of these stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. These stories are brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Nate Zimdars.
Thanks, Nate. Love to share those stories. All right, let's take a look at what's happening with the markets. Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese dropped 2¾ cents to 144. 40-pound block cheese on Thursday dropped 3 down to 147. And AA butter drifted a penny and a half lower to 256.5 per pound. Right now, February milk in Chicago, Class 3, currently trading down 3 cents, 1562. The March milk closed 9 cents lower, 1605. Right now, March corn is basically unchanged. December new crop unchanged at 476. March soybeans are up 6. November new crop up a nickel right now at 1196. July new crop wheat up about 4 right now at 607 a bushel. Here we are, 2024, with new incentives out from Focus on Energy. If you've got a building project on the docket or you'd like to do a little remodeling, a little bit of an upgrade, tell you what, the place to start is with our partners from Focus on Energy. One of those energy advisors joining me next, Jessica Milsna on the way.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike, Friday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care.
You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Helping our neighbors in need.
Because we know your barn smells like money. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
New year, new opportunities to save energy with our partners at Focus on Energy. Come on in, everybody. It's time to chat with the folks from Focus on Energy. Remember, if your energy provider is participating, you have an opportunity to tap in to outstanding savings, especially if you're looking at something like new construction or if you're in a real energy-intense area of agribusiness like horticulture. Those are just a couple of the areas we're talking about today with Jessica Milsna. She is one of our Focus on Energy advisors that helps cover the state of Wisconsin. Jessica, welcome in. Happy New Year. A little bit late, I guess. We've exchanged those pleasantries already for a couple of weeks. Let's talk a little bit about how Focus on Energy is kicking off the new calendar year. One area I always like to start is with that agribusiness catalog that people may not necessarily pay a lot of attention to, but boy, it's a wealth of information. Tell people a little bit about what the agribusiness catalog is and where they can find it.
So the agribusiness catalog is just what it is, a catalog of all of the agribusiness specific incentives that we have for the year 2024. That can be found right on our website, focusonenergy.com/catalogs, to download a copy, or you can talk to your energy advisor and get a hard copy as well.
Now, one of the reasons we want to talk about that is for people that did projects in 2023, some of that paperwork deadlines, that's actually approaching this year.
It is. So if you completed a project in 2023, the deadline to get that in is January 31st. So that's, like Pam said, just a couple weeks away here. So make sure you get that in if you did a project in 2023.
What kinds of specifics do we need to know about those kinds of projects, making sure the paperwork is right? Any details that tend to get missed, Jessica?
Some of the main ones, you know, you want your tax ID number on there. You want your utility accounts, electric or gas, whatever is applicable for that project. Those are probably the main ones that get missed. And then make sure you sign your application. Everything else can be done over the phone except for that signature.
Excellent. Now, again, like she said, that agribusiness catalog, if you want to take a look at what's available, focusonenergy.com/catalogs. And remember to share that with your trade partners as well, because that will help them do a better job serving clients. And while I'm thinking about that, Jessica, let's kind of jump to new construction projects in 2024. I am a faithful messenger of the word to make sure that they are getting in touch with their Focus on Energy advisor sooner as opposed to later on new construction. Explain to people why that's kind of critical when it comes to maximizing the amount of money they're going to get back.
Absolutely. The sooner the better if you're thinking about a project this year. Get us into the planning phase because that allows us to pre-approve anything that might need to be pre-qualified. So whether it's getting an official pre-approval or just making sure that you are selecting qualified equipment.
Well, and you do all the work. That's the other thing, folks. The Focus on Energy advisors make the opportunity of saving money easy by making sure you know exactly what model numbers that you need, exactly what kind of paperwork needs to be signed. I mean, really, you don't need them to do much except tune you into the project, right?
Right, not at all. Don't let the word paperwork, scare you away. We will walk you through everything and, you know, make sure that everything is submitted as it needs to be.
And if you want to find people like Jessica Milsna, our Focus on Energy advisors, real simple to do, focusonenergy.com, just / and look for the agribusiness side of the sheets, and they'll all be right there. Now, one of the things we want to talk about in 2024 is something that started in 2023, some energy-saving benefits for people that are using compressed air. Explain this one to me, Jessica, because we didn't get a lot of conversation going in 2023, but it's back again and robust in 2024.
Yeah, so mid-year last year, we released the compressed air tune-ups, or launched them, I should say. So if you get a compressed air leak survey and repair any audible leaks on your compressed air system, you can get up to $200 back per air compressor system by working with a participating trade ally. If you've ever done any of our tune-up measures before, whether it be the dairy refrigeration or the grain dryer one, it works just like that, where you get a credit right on your invoice from the trade ally. So it's very, very little, minimal to no paperwork on your part.
And how common are these leaks? I mean, I'm not sure that people using compressed air necessarily slow down and think about proactively monitoring their systems. Tell me a little bit more about the things that you normally see and what are evaluated during the tune-ups.
Right. I mean, I would say anybody with compressed air probably has a leak, you know, at least a leak or two in their system that's costing them a lot of money. You can actually save over $1,500 a year by just repairing one of those leaks.
Yeah, that's a lot of money all in one spot, folks. Again, like we said, I always want to remind you, the website's real easy to get to, focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Or for those of you that would rather visit with somebody physically on the phone, you're welcome to do that. Again, 800-762-7077. 800-762-7077. Jessica Milsna, one of our Focus on Energy advisors, is along with us. You know, another area that we don't necessarily think about right now, but boy, then again, you may think about it plenty. That's our folks in the horticulture business. We've talked from time to time, Jessica, about some of the big horticulture projects Focus on Energy has been involved with. Man, that's one of those places where an energy advisor walks into a greenhouse or some kind of horticulture operation, you folks can find energy savings. I don't want to say dripping everywhere, but it kind of is that way, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So any of those controlled climate environments, you definitely are looking at a lot of energy usage and a lot of energy savings. So right now, greenhouses, you know, and other enclosed indoor farms, they will be trying to get those projects done before their busy season starts. So if you do a fixture upgrade, you're eligible for $50 to $120 per fixture. There's a number of facilities that are eligible for those. And then a grow light system is 6 cents per kilowatt hour saved. You do have to meet the different lighting requirements, but that, again, is something that we will help you with that entire process.
Now, you're not alone, Jessica. I want people to understand that there's several of our Focus on Energy advisors all across the state. How are you folks doing staffing-wise in 2024? How's the workload? Just give us a sense on why we want to get active right away and not waste any time.
Yeah, we have three ag energy advisors located throughout the state. So we keep plenty busy. We have a lot of help, though, from our office staff and everything to get those applications processed. But yeah, we are here to help you in person, over the phone, via email, however you prefer.
And like we mentioned, a lot of the, I guess we'd say, partnerships out there are also encouraged to reach out to Focus on Energy. Those trade allies, those electricians, those construction folks, really anybody that's kind of touching a blueprint, if they haven't heard about Focus on Energy or figured out how they can offer savings to their clients, this is a real great opportunity for them to come out shining like a star, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, if you're working with agriculture customers on any, you know, any level, any aspect, definitely get us involved. Even if you're not directly involved with that, we can help that customer, and they'll be very appreciative of introducing you to us.
Have you ever figured out, Jessica, kind of what the average saved is when a Focus on Energy advisor is introduced to a project? You can pick whichever one you want, from horticulture to a new construction. I mean, you guys literally pay for your presence around the table.
Yes, we you do. There's just a number of things that you can get money back on that you might not even, you know, think of, whether it's VFGs, fans, other tune-up incentives. There's just a number. Grain dryers are a huge one. Those are getting, you know, signed on right now, so for the coming year. So just any area of agriculture you can think of, get a hold of us.
We know that money is going to be tight in 2024. It doesn't matter what facet of agriculture you're involved in or agribusiness. Why not reach out to the Focus on Energy folks like Jessica Milsna and make sure that you're not leaving money on the table when it comes to that overwhelming electric bill you're looking at. Like she said, literally any facet on your farm that's using electricity, Focus on Energy may have a way to fine-tune it and save you some money. How do you get started? Real simple. To visit with people like Jessica Milsna, all you have to do is jump online, focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. You'll see a complete list of incentives right there, as well as how you can contact your local energy advisor. Or if you prefer, pick up the phone and give them a call, 800-762-7077. That's 800-762-7077. Jessica Milsna, one of our Focus on Energy advisors, joining us today. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
A Montana program incentivizes schools to buy local beef. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Why not encourage school lunch programs to source beef locally? Montana State University and the Montana version of a USDA initiative called Team Nutrition collaborated to do just that. Ranchers like Maggie and Josh Johnson were able to sell to local schools.
Yeah, it not only connects the kids with local food, but it fosters more resilient food systems by providing an institution market for farmers and ranchers to sell their products. It's really nice when it's not so far from home to have to deliver beef.
The Beef to Schools program gave schools a few hundred dollars to buy local beef. The Johnsons operate Montana branded near Westby.
I've had a lot of them reach out again to me about buying more beef after they used their funds that were allowed to each school. So it's definitely been a really good thing for us producers.
And says Maggie, it's good for the schools as well.
I know budgets are always a big deal when it comes to schools and retirement facilities and nursing homes and things like that. So it's definitely challenging for them. And I feel like grant money, you know, is much appreciated by schools and institutions to be able to utilize local food.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
It's
flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More snow is expected today in the Northeast, and the nationwide blast of winter weather has been linked to at least 45 deaths coast to coast since Sunday. Three people were killed in Portland, Oregon, after a power line fell on a parked car.